Yo, let's get it, get it, get it.
Gotta get the gaming going. Gotta get the gaming going. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast, and we call it the Player Podcast. Stomp down on the A-Nets. See, we started our own broadcast, and we call it the Player Podcast. Stop down on the hey next.
Oh man, look. So what you do? How you feel about the intro versus the last one?
That was different.
No, I'm saying the one that that we did on the show before. When I would do it.
When I would I like do it. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Now I like this one better, man. Yeah, it's more it's like more customized, you know. I'm surprised you didn't throw up the smoke, you know what I'm saying, as a background while that plays, because I like when you do that as well.
I was doing that at first. I need to get back on that, man. So yeah. Look, my brother, how has your week been, man?
Hey, it's been a long, trying week, man, for real. Trying, man. Like, yeah, on the side of like the 9-to-5 position, I was contemplating, but I'm like, man, I'm spending so much time away from home with the commute and the hours, and then I don't really feel like celebrated where I'm at. You know, I never want to be tolerated. I always want to be celebrated. But the side gig, though, the side hustle, the Toro, man, that's just doing well. Like, as we speak right now, I think last week while I was talking to you, the individual who was renting my car, they were returning it while we was on camera. But this person right here, they took it for the whole weekend, bro. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're going to return it tomorrow at 4:30. So that's pretty legit. Passive income.
Yeah, nigga, your shit popping, man. Shit, passive nigga.
Income, you know.
I had to hop on that. I might have to hop on that. I don't know what I'm going
to do. How was your week, though, bro? How was your week?
It was ups and downs, man. The funeral was this week and shit, but it went well. I seen a few of my cousins, and, you know, had a little food, man. We, you know, it was a decent time, man. It was interesting to see, you know what I'm saying, certain people and shit, but it was cool though, man. That shit went well. It was nice, man. This dude got the nicest. Hand me that obituary. Yeah, my grandpa had the night. This is what that paper do.
All right, we're gonna see. We about to see right now.
This fucking obituary, man. This shit is big, nigga. Oh, and it's nice. It's detailed and shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's detailed. He said it's detailed with a lot of pictures. A lot of pictures.
Oh wow. I ain't never seen such a nice obituary, man. That's that dope. Paper.
Yes, sir. R.I.P.
Yeah, I repeat my grandpa, man. One thing he always told me was to, when we went fishing, you know what I'm saying? But I applied it to my life. But he says, you know, always keep more than one line in the water. The more lines you got in the water, more fish you could possibly catch. You know what I'm saying? You just got done talking about that. You got your Toro business. You got your job. You know what I'm saying? I know you got some other things going and shit. So that's dope, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So we don't want to. You know, we don't want to go too far without doing the word of the week.
Hold on, you see the comment that just popped up?
Oh shit, let me see. Somebody talking that
you
shit.
You watching the comments?
It's even nice. It's even on the nice paper. Oh God, what's up, Brianna? What's going down? What's going down? Yeah, she said it's even on the nice paper.
It's all glossy. He got that gloss, not that semi gloss. He got that gloss.
It's gonna last a long time, like him. That nigga, 91.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, bro. It's a lot of obituaries around here now, man. I don't like it. But fuck it. So look, we got a new word of the week, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're promoting intelligence. So look, let me see.
Auspicious. Is it auspicious? Is the word?
You said auspicious. That was the first word of the week. Look. So aconochrism.
I can't even pronounce that.
I said aconochrism. God damn it. I'm mixing two words. My bad, because I was going to pick another word. Anachronism. God damn. Anachronism. Okay. Anachronism. So basically, it's something that doesn't fit its time period. You know, so like one I can think of off the top of my head is like a VCR. It exists in this time, but it's really irrelevant, and we can't do nothing with a VCR, man, unless we trying to have some old memories by putting the damn tape in the VCR. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, so let me think.
I'm trying to think of a sentence too.
We talked about gangbanging last week. You know what I'm saying?
We did.
Anachronism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
anachronistic. Gangbanging is anachronistic.
Yeah, it has no place in this time period. You know what I'm saying? Even though it exists in this time period.
Drug dealing is anachronistic.
Drug dealing. That's another one.
But entrepreneurism is anti-anachronistic. You see what I'm saying? That's always in the cards, man. That's always in the cards.
There you go. Because, man, it's just better when you make your own money, bro. Having experienced it and shit, it's just a better feeling, man. A lot more freedom, especially with the time. You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing for me is my time, bro.
Yeah. Definitely. More freedom. Create your own schedule.
Yeah.
I agree.
So let's get rid of all anachronisms in our lives. I hella fucked that.
No. I think you said it right, and that's true, because that could stand for people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes you got to get rid of some of those anachronistic people. We killing it today with the word of the day. I want to know about the viewers at home. Is y'all using the word of the day? Use that in a sentence, man. Challenge yourself to take the word of the day and use it at least 3 times during the week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Expand your vocabulary.
Exactly, bro. That's what we about, man. Increasing and elevating. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right, let me take that off. Let me see. So, man, I had this video I wanted to play, bro. This shit is...
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you a question.
Yo, I got to pause real quick. Time out, bro.
All right, bro.
You got emojis by your name? What's that about, dog?
So the first one, that's the slick face. You feel me? Because I'm slick. And then this is the nerd face because I'm smart.
Hey, at least you got an explanation, right? You sometimes ask people questions and they don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. They just do. I thought it looked cool. Tell me about them emojis you're using right now. My bad.
Nah, that's funny you do that though. One time I just remember using this nerd face one time, and I was just laughing so hard at the energy that was coming from the emoji. That shit was just cracking me up, bro. So I added it. I used to just use the slick face, but you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So man, all right, bro. You know who Jay Prince is.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Jay Prince, the boss, man. That nigga.
He's the boss.
He been out talking shit and, you know, mixing it up.
What's he talking about?
It was saying how he was getting that Offset and shit. Because I guess Offset was unhappy with some shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, bro. That shit. I don't like the way Jay Prince looks right now, bro. That shit is it's irritating me, bro. Like, niggas, why did you start this, man? You know what I'm saying? Just not even with this thing, just period. He's been just out going against everything he was kind of had together before. You know what I'm saying? He was just a voice on a track type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, elaborate on that, you know, about what the illustrious career of Prince, or I'm sorry, Mr. Prince, what has that been? Jay Prince, you know, it's been what you're kind of alluding to, where you don't really have a face to put to the name, or you don't really know. And then recently he has done interviews, but I think what you're really heading at is how he's discussing the topic and he's kind of speaking out against somebody that's really not like how he moves, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Man, that shit is annoying me, bro. I'm like, just the idea I had of him prior You know what I'm saying? To all of this shit, it's just like, it's not the same. Damn, my nigga. You know, you're like, what happened to all the OGs, bro?
So let me play devil's advocate. You could be guilty by the public, right? And so do you knock this man for speaking out because somebody has said something about his family? So what he's really doing is speaking out to protect his family.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Although it's outside of his character to be doing this kind of stuff, you know, and low key, I saw one clip. He was like, low key issuing a threat. Like, yo, don't make me have to, you know what I'm saying? Do something like stand on my 10 toes, you know, because you keep talking about my family. But I don't know if you could really knock that man, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. I just didn't expect him to do something like that publicly. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like he'll just get at you in the back channel. You know what I'm saying? Get at you behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, shut your ass up. Say something else, nigga, and that's going to be the last thing you say.
and for all the people that are watching and listening, if you don't know who Jay Prince is, that's all right. Because the way his career has been set up is he's not like a Sean Diddy that would, you know, be dancing all in the videos. You know, he's not a Suge Knight, you know. So he's responsible for Ghetto Boys. He's the king of Houston. Some would say the South. But I think, more importantly, he's the individual that put Kanye West and Drake back together on stage together. So you know that man is powerful. He took two of the most influential people in the game right now, the music game, Drake and Kanye West. Yeah. And he said, yo, y'all gonna squash this. You know what I'm saying? And Drake did it because, honestly, they say that Jay Prince was the one who founded Drake and linked him up with Lil Wayne. I don't know if you know
that. Yeah, yeah, I did. He has a book, bro. He talks about all that shit in his book. He had a... Yeah, he told a lot of history. There's a lot of interesting stories, too.
Yeah.
But, I'm just like, damn, bro, why you want to be coming out and shit, my nigga? Like, I thought you was, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. But I guess you got to change with the times, though. Maybe his message ain't getting across as effectively, you know what I'm saying, behind the scenes or something. You know, there's got to be a reason why he started doing it.
Well, I think there's money.
I don't want to judge him, but
they say he was, I mean, that is Mac Doe. I may be pronouncing your name incorrectly, and I apologize because I haven't heard it being said in, you know, in person. Oh, that's who it is. That's Dominique.
Yeah.
But that's what I heard too. So I understand why he's speaking out. But what I think James is saying is just that really is not his character. That's not a trait in his characteristic toolbox. You know, like, he doesn't normally do that. Like, like James said, he'll kind of holler at you in the background. Like, he'll catch you after a show or catch you at an award ceremony and probably set you straight. So it's interesting to hear him do it, like, talk about stuff in interviews, you know?
Yeah, exactly, man. That shit crazy to me. I hope he wasn't involved in Pimp C's death, man. If that was, man, come on, bro. Pimp C, man, that was a cold nigga too, bro. I wish his ass was still alive. That nigga was talking that shit. Oh man, I missed that nigga. That nigga was dope. But yeah, man, there's a terrible video out, bro. So you know, so he been out doing his thing. So you know what happens, bro, when you step out in the open, nigga. Somebody gonna take a shot, nigga. Niggas be waiting for something to come. You know what I'm saying? So then they can put your ass on blast, bro. I mean, shit, it's already out, you know what I'm saying? But I want to start another conversation with this video, though. But this does happen to be Jay Prince's daughter, man. That's fucking terrible, man. I hope he's able to get her some help, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let's see what this is. Let's see what you got.
This is sad, bro. This is fucking sad, my nigga. All right, check it out. Shut the fuck up!
Oh, hey, cut that, bro. Cut that. I can't watch that, bro.
God, bro. Nigga. Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? We both got babies. Give me your thoughts on that, my nigga.
Yo, I don't even want to talk about that shit. That shit just kind of invoked a response, like an emotional response within me right now that does not sit well with me. You know what I'm saying? And this world is sick and twisted, and like, honestly, my son is never going to daycare, bro. You know, and that's just what it is, bro. If my wife has to be a stay-at-home mom, bro, hell nah.
That shit was sad, bro. What's your thoughts?
Yeah.
So they say, I saw somebody say that was the dad or some nigga recording her and shit. And I'm just like, damn, bro. Like, if that was the man, like, bro, you supposed to protect your kids, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the conversation I wanted to start with that video. Like, would you, because, you know, the ladies get mad. You know what I'm saying? They get frustrated, especially when it's a new baby and shit, man. Things happen. But it's like, once you see it reaching a certain level, man, I mean, it's your job to step in, bro. Yeah. You got to step in, man. Like, we even made a rule over here. No more hitting and shit. We ain't whooping the kids no more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
So, yeah, man, that shit could, it's not right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want them to communicate that same way. You know what I'm saying? With their kids, like, you just got to beat them because you can't tell them why they fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather stress them mentally. But her, goddamn, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather stress them mentally.
Stress them mentally.
Take hey, sure yo, Dom said she does not need kids at all, bro.
Bruh, that's a baby, my nigga. Like, babies, they're not scary. Easy, but they're not that complicated. Like, all you got to do is pick the baby up. You might spill that he got a full diaper instantly. You know what I'm saying? You might, the baby might be hungry. Yeah. You might try to eat you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the baby will let you know, man. She's just at her wit's end or something. You know what I'm saying?
I'll say, you know, I'm blessed that, you know, for EJ's first year on this earth, like, I didn't work. So I was just at home with my son, you know. And because that was my first baby, so I was like learning him, you know, and like, you're right, man, like, he's whining. He doesn't normally whine. So let's go down the list of things that could be wrong with this young man, you know.
Yeah.
Is it the diaper? Is the when was last time the baby ate? When was last time the baby took a nap? You know what I'm saying? And now that he's like almost 2 years old, it's kind of like, if he's crying because something happened with his toy. Where'd his toy go? Did it fall behind the couch? Is it underneath the couch? Is it in the trash can and he can't get it, you know? Those are the kind of things, you know, before – I really don't know about that scenario, and I try not to judge parents because now that I'm a parent, it's like, yo, man, this shit, parenting is not easy, and there's no book, man, you know, and every child is different. So I try not to judge parents, but I'll tell you this, man, that just kind of scared me, man, because that's trauma, and you think about it, like, especially with a kid, like, a baby's mom is supposed to be, like, the most protective. That's the most protection you're going to have in your whole entire life is from your mom, you know what I'm saying? So if that's how your mom is kind of, you know, then that's kind of, man, it's messed up.
It's messed up, bro. And that's why I'm like, bro, it's the job of the man. Like, what were you doing, my nigga? You just sitting there recording shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she be beating his ass too. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like you said, you don't know who she is. She could be a great brother outside of that video. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't really know. That's all we saw. But it's like, damn, bro, like, you were there. You know what I'm saying? To prevent that, the shaking of the crib and all the yelling, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think the kids is going to forget that shit. They might forget it, you know what I'm saying? But they don't know that energy, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, especially if that's what you're giving them all the time, man. You know, like, that nigga should have stepped up, bro. Like, hey, girl, calm down. Pull her to the next room. You know what I'm saying? Like, take her outside, my nigga. Like, god damn, bro. Like, nigga, nah. Because, you know, like you said, there's no book on this shit, but when you see something going that far, my nigga, step your ass up, bro. For real. That's crazy, my nigga. Ain't no fucking way, because she's up. You know how women are. They're hella emotional, bro. They'll go off the edge and stay off there. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, you got to be the one, the voice of reason to bring shit back. Like, hey, hold on, everybody calm down. You know what I'm saying? Like, the baby can't really express his side. So you got to kind of be his voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, chill. The baby ain't trying to piss you off. You know what I'm saying? He's just probably trying to get something across. Like, god damn.
Hey, I got a question for you, bro. How come I can't talk into the group chat where, like, all the comments are? Why can't I type in there? I can only type in the private chat.
You can't type in there? Click, look up top and see if it shows you.
I could do the private chat, but I can't do the, like, the regular comments that are populating because I want to respond to Dom.
Tell everybody to see. Damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a setting that you could change.
Yeah, I'm going to have to mess with it.
All right, cool.
Who said that?
Got a comment down here. Yeah, we got a comment down here.
Do you think the father would have been fatherless so he didn't know how to step in as a father? Damn, that's a good point. That's an excellent point because, yeah, you probably right. He probably wasn't protected. You know, he think you're supposed to get beat and shit.
Oh, like he thinks that's okay.
Yeah.
Hell no. Like, honestly, with my sons, like my 12-year-old and my 2-year-old, like, yo, one time my 12-year-old, he texted Brianna that the substitute teacher would not let him go use the restroom. So immediately I started asking questions, right? Because I try and be that parent that is like unbiased. Like, I'm not just going to go to the school and just raise hell, right? So I'm like, has he been going to the restroom a lot? Does he have a pattern of behavior that shows that he's just saying he wants to go to the restroom so he can be in the hallway walking around? Because that's what I used to do, right? And you know, my wife is like, yo, that's not the kind of kid he is. And I'll give him that. I don't think he's that kind of kid. I'm calling the school. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? You're not going to let my son use the restroom? You know, like, yo, I got a problem with that. Like, and I was burning up inside, burning up. So, yeah, I don't know how somebody, that person that's recording probably just doesn't have kids. Like you said, like, that might not even be his kid. You know what I'm saying? But now that I have kids, like, I wouldn't even want to see that treatment on any kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell no. And if anybody ever thinks they're going to do something to my kid, bro, it's going to be all bad, man. I am not playing about my children, man, or my fucking wife. None of my family. I'm not playing. For real.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. That's it, man. I'm glad you said that, man, because that leads me to my next topic. So, look. Damn. Hopefully, I'm going to say this before we get on that. Hopefully, Jay Prince can use his influence to get his daughter some help if that's what she needs. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully that was just a moment of weakness. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we all get tired, my nigga. Like, this world is not easy, bro, to do what you do. And you see, she should be living an affluent lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? From what we know about her father, like, she shouldn't be even having that kind of energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really living it up, my nigga, like, you're not, you know, there's nothing that can still be able to take you there, you know, but it's like, damn, bro, we don't know what's going on in that family and shit. Hopefully everything is smooth. Shit. But, so yeah, all right, look, I wanted to fucking bring this up. I wanted Thump to be on here for this shit, but we could just ask him later. But nigga, so now that we are, you know, we're off the ground, you know what I'm saying? We ain't the coldest niggas out here. We ain't the richest niggas, you know what I mean? But we pretty much having it our way. We're going to put it like that. You know what I'm saying? We can pretty much do what we want, you know what I'm saying? Within certain constraints, I guess, because I ain't rich, you feel me? But, you know, I'm enjoying my life, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. Does that mean, nigga, we should be calling the police, bro, if some shit happens?
Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I've been on this earth for almost 35 years, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't never called the police.
You hear me, my nigga?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I done been in some stuff, and I know you done been in some stuff, and I have never called the police. Maybe an ambulance, you know what I'm saying? And the police might be a byproduct of that, but no, I've never, like,
But back then, though, we was living like we really don't need the police around. We shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be kind of stupid to be calling the police. But now that we live in, you know, we got a better lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is.
Hey, Dom said I'd call the police if I needed them. He said I'd call the police.
You will if you need them. You think so?
And that's what I was gonna say. My response was gonna be, man, I'm gonna be honest with you. There's been times and situations, cause, like, man, I've been living a pretty, like, I'm not gonna say a righteous lifestyle, but I think I've been living, like, on a straight and narrow lifestyle for at least about 6 years, you know, if not seven, if not eight, you know what I'm saying? And even in that time frame, you know, there's been some times, like, one time we was going and we were looking at houses and we were in Old Aurora, like, off of fucking Montview and, like, Kingston or something. It was something crazy. And like, this dude, I found parking on the street, and it was in front of somebody's house. So I kept hearing, like, rawr, rawr, as we're, like, looking. I'm like, man, I like this house. You know, the area's cool. It was a little house, you know, at the time, but it was cool, you know what I'm saying? And then like, this car would keep, like, hitting the block going loud. So I looked out the window. I was like, what is going on out there? You know, like, this is a lot of activity going on, and we just looking to buy the house. So then I look out the car, and there's this dude with a motorcycle facing my car. At the time, I had the Dodge Magnum. I don't know if you remember the Dodge Magnum, the station wagon with the bang. So,
I remember that.
So, like, I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like, I'm in front of somebody's house. So I was like, cool. So I walked out there, you know what I'm saying, standing tall, you know what I'm saying, real cool, real calm. Because I already knew I'm about to walk into a situation where the person is really upset, especially with how they acting out here. They must be really upset I'm in front of their house. So I walked by the person. I was like, yo, what's up, man? And then I hopped in my car, turned it on, and drove up. But the house that I was going back to was the house we were looking at. It was only two or three houses up.
Okay.
As I pull into the driveway, I see the dude walking down the street. He got something in his hand, and it was like a big knife. He had a knife in his hand, right? Yo.
Shit.
So I open up the door, and I got my realtor there with me. My realtor testified to this. I open up the door. I was like, Brianna, I said it real calm, because I'm calm, man. I'm like, hey, Brianna, get Armani, get into the car right now. And she's like, right, taking her time. I said, Brianna, get Armani and get in the car right now.
Listen, so we
get into the car. He's now walking up. I put the car in reverse. He gets in back of my car. I hit the gas. Backed up on him. He jumps out the way. Now he's walking towards my car. I put it in drive. And I'm going for it. He jumps out the way. And then I just got up out of there, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that was crazy, man. That was a time. I think, to be honest with you, man, and this is not the right answer, but I think I'll probably, and this may be a foolish answer too, last thing I'll say, is that I'll probably respond or react before. No, hold on. I called the cops on Jamal, man. Now that I think about that shit, I called the cops on that nigga Jamal.
What the fuck?
Scratch that. Yo, that was so long ago. I forgot about it, man. I forgot about it.
Oh, shit. What the fuck is going on? Hell no. Yeah, if you don't want to tell the story, I understand.
Yeah, that's still a sour topic, hilarious, you know. Man. Yeah, man. But so anyway,
that nigga is a crazy little nigga. Well, he ain't little no more, but he's a crazy nigga.
Hey, what's your perspective on this topic, though?
Shit, bro, I cannot. I just don't see myself calling police, man. I'm not gonna lie. If like, let's say if it's like one guy trying to like break in the house or something, like he's probably gonna get shot, bro. That nigga's gonna get fucked up. I mean, god damn, it's gonna be so bad. Especially if I catch it. If my wife catches it, you know, she might scream and shit and call the police. Feel me? But if he's already in the house, nigga, this nigga gotta go, bro. Like, how'd you get in my house, man? You gotta die for that, you know. But if it's like, say it's like some people outside or something, and they kind of tripping, or you know what I mean, it's like, I don't know, I feel like it's the same, like they already, the threat is already present, you know what I'm saying? So I need to neutralize that shit, bro. Like, it's just like, when would it be appropriate to call the police? Like, after I handle the business, or because I see that they're, you know what I'm saying? Between the time the police come in, something could happen. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. She said, they might think you the bad guy. I'm That's already true. Black.
That's you know, true.
Like, fuck. Shit. That's happened too, man. Hey, yo. That's Jack calling.
I was going to tell this story, man. Like, you know, we only been in a new spot for like a year, a little bit over a year. And, the police come knocking on my door at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So everybody in my household kind of looked through it, and they was like, and then they get me, obviously, right? Like, we're not talking to the police. So anyway, I walk up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are y'all doing here? Like, what's up? You know, and they like, this is going to be an awkward conversation. I'm like, what's up? And they're like, because I stick to myself. You know, I stay to myself. So when the police are at my house, I'm like, what's going on? You know, like, what made you come to my house? They said that. Somebody's car got broken into and their laptop was missing. And on Find My Mac, like their laptop was showing somewhere in the radius, not necessarily at my house, but somewhere in the radius of like my next door neighbor on one side or my neighbor on the other side. And then it was like, you know, did you see a green Infiniti? Like, did a green Infiniti come by here? And I'm like, you know, like, nah, I mean, I really didn't see anything, but I'm just like, so this is what y'all get paid to do as Commerce City Police. Like, y'all come, y'all looking for laptops, bro. Like, there's not anything else going on in the city of commerce. B&E's on cars and laptops. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, did my son do something? Like, I'm like, Armani, you know, like, yo, bro, please tell me you didn't do anything stupid and he didn't do anything. Right. So I was just like, right. And then I was like, yeah, man, I really ain't got nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? But that was interesting, bro.
Yeah, that's weird, man. I don't like that. Just showing up. I didn't call you. Fuck that. But yeah, man, she's what he said. They better get her, otherwise I may go left. Shit, man, I don't know if I'm even make contact. To be honest, man, I don't trust it, man. My kids even know, like, oh, the police outside. They'll come in the house just to tell me the police is around. My kids know what's up. Like, nah, we don't fuck with them niggas.
Yeah, man, I seen this video. It was a little kid out in their front yard shooting hoop on the basketball. And then when the police came down the street, the kid ran behind the car and hit. And it wasn't even that the kid was doing anything wrong. It was just psychologically like, yo, stay away from them. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad that, you know, our kids have that. They understand that, you know, and it's sad that it's got to be that way.
For real. Yeah, that's just terrible, bro. Like, it's interesting because you're supposed to be able to call them, man. Like, you know, that's supposed to be your assistant. I mean, we scared to call him. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm straight. I'll deal with the consequences of protecting my family, man. I hope I can do it with, like, maybe like a lesser threatening situation. Like, say somebody vandalized my house or something. You know, I don't want to be going to somebody's house tripping and shit, because then that makes me the criminal. You know what I mean? So it's like, hopefully if I was to get in a situation like that where it's like, oh, you might have stole something off my porch, you know, not trying to be thugging it, you know what I'm saying? If we know who it is and shit.
Yeah.
You know, just send the police over there, you know what I mean? Like, just like this one instance, right? This fucking dude around the corner from here, bro. He's in the gates, but he's on another street in here.
Okay. And
he was like tripping with my daughters, bro. Like, it kept happening, my nigga. They kept telling me, like, yeah, this fat white man, he's fucking with us and this. I'm like, what the fuck? I hear about it again, and I hear about it again. So I go over there. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, what you and these little girls, bro? Like, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? Calm the fuck down. So fucking my wife gets into it with him another time. And the kids, I think the kids came over here and told me, or something, but she was already around the corner. No, I was pulling up. I was coming back from somewhere. And I see my wife and shit and them down there. I'm just like, oh my God, nigga. So I had to go over there. And this nigga's like, he's like going back and forth with my woman, nigga. What the fuck is this dude doing? Like some catty ass shit he's doing. Every time she'll say something, he had like a little bitch response and shit. My nigga, I had to fucking tell that nigga, like, bruh, I'm gonna beat your ass, man. Like, cut this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I do not understand men like that, bro. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't argue with fucking women, bro. That's outside of my wife. I don't argue with my mom. I ain't arguing with nobody's woman. That shit is too much. You know what I'm saying? So for him to be doing that, bro, I was, because we was leaving, right? And he just kept talking shit. And I'm like, nigga, because when I talking to him, he want to be like, yeah, man, he want to be cool and shit. When he get to talking to my wife, he want to try to turn up. Yeah. So I was like back in my car out and shit. And I had to hop back out the car. Like, my nigga, I was like, if you say something else, I'm going to knock your ass out.
For real?
In front of everybody.
Was he scared? Was he shook? Or he was just like talking shit? He didn't give a fuck.
He tried it. He was like, you're not going to be threatening me. I was like, if you say something else to my woman, I'm going to beat your ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he just would not fucking let it go. You know how women is. They're going to keep going. Fat ass faggot fucking with people. You want to trip on people's kids. Whatever she said.
Why is he tripping on the girls, though? What are the girls doing? What is he saying that they're doing?
Nothing, bro. He don't like black people. And his daughter told everybody that.
So his daughter plays with your daughters?
She used to. But she fucked herself up one day. She got hurt one day, I think, too. Oh no, she got beat up by this other little girl. That'd be over there and shit. And so he was trying to be mad about that. It was just a bunch of bullshit. But you know, I told him, like, bro, lay off of my kids. You just mad because they play together. They all black. And you don't like it. Like, nigga, oh well, move out of here then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's crazy. That's crazy, bro. Like, honestly, even because of what part of town you live in, like, you wouldn't think that there's somebody that lives in your community that doesn't like minorities, because you're, I mean, there's only a couple of strongholds left, you know, that you're going to find where there's a decent amount of minorities in it. You know what I'm saying? And you live in one of the strongholds. So that's interesting, bro.
Right. It's weird, man. And his wife was like Mexican or something, wasn't she? That's what I'm like, nigga. I was like, I'm gonna beat your ass. I started yelling, niggas was out there, people was coming outside and shit. And I was just mad, like, why are you choosing to do this? You're bickering. Stop it.
Yeah. Like, I'll be honest with you, man. Like arguing with people's wives and stuff and women is like, that's not something, that's not playeristic, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing that, you know, you getting hostile with women and stuff, and you trying to like get one over on a woman, like, that probably just says more about yourself than the situation that's going on, you know?
Thank you, bro. That's why when I was threatening to beat his ass, he didn't do shit about it. You know what I'm saying? And then, hold on. So the little girl, I forgot about this part. The little girl who beat up his daughter, I guess he said something slick to her, and the mom went over there and beat his ass.
Oh, the mom beat up the dude?
Yeah, nigga. That's crazy. What the fuck is going on? I'm glad it wasn't me, because I'll definitely be in jail. Her ass ain't in jail.
Hey, so would you say your community is turning into the trap? No, I'm being serious, bro. Come on, man. Because honestly, your part of town is a really nice part of town. Like, I mean, you know, I lived there back when we was in high school. Like, I moved there. I lived in an apartment complex. I remember when there wasn't no King Supers out there. You know, like, all we had was the gas station. So, to see it flourish and grow, and now there's all these people that live out there. You've been living there for a long time, man. So, I bet your gated community, did your gates used to ever close, or was they always open?
Yeah, they used to close before we got there.
They don't close no more. Raggedy ass.
This HOA company, bro, they cheap and raggedy. He's like, hey, y'all want to raise up the price, but not fix my shit.
Exclusivity, like, when I had to travel to your house, I had to go through the gate. I was like, oh shit, that done made it, you know what I'm saying? And I hear stories like this, and it's like, yo, is your place slowly turning to the trap, bro? Like, what do you think, bro?
Yes, I'm out of here, man. Shit, I got to go.
Where you going?
I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out. But nigga, shit, bro, it did get kind of ghetto. But he deserved it though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you found the right one, because my wife she ain't really trying to fight, but she's not gonna let you fight, because I think he came over here.
Hey, your wife was giving it to me in your living room and shit one night, man. You remember that shit? She was giving it to me. I was like, yo, Taisha, we could talk about it, but I'm not gonna argue. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to talk, like, we could talk about it. You know,
ain't no talking.
She wasn't trying to talk.
Man, she's already mad, nigga. She's gonna just be telling you.
Yeah. That's what happened. But as a player, my nigga Jot walked me out. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you it was between a rock and a hard place, man. So you just walked me out, dog. I appreciate that, man. Much love, bro.
But hey, that's funny you say that. Speaking of that, that leads into the next topic, nigga.
Are you serious? Am I hitting these topics before they come up, bro? Nah, come on, man. Don't cap, bro. I'm hitting these topics before they come up.
Yeah, a rock and a hard place. I love it. Bro, so look, my nigga. Man. All right, let me just put it to you like this. Say you are real cool with your sister's dude, right?
Okay.
And you find out some shit about your sister, or say you even see it yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, your sister out like another dude, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying shit. Believe it or not, I've already been in this situation, nigga. So I'm like. Okay. The only way I'm gonna get involved in my sister's relationship is if I find out the dude is like hitting my sister, you know what I'm saying? If he's putting his hands on my sister, then it's gonna be a problem. But other than that, whatever they got going on, that's between them, bro, not me.
See, I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, man, that's
what happened, bro. Tell me what happened.
Shit, we'll have to talk about it when we get off of here, man. But you know, it's not serious, you know what I'm saying? But that's basically what it's about. And I just can't be being messy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if especially if you know your sister is fucking around, and you know that nigga be fucking around. It's like, bro, I'm not doing it. I'm not helping nobody get no points. Both of y'all fucking up.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I see my big sister's dude one time. Me and Tyson was leaving the movies and shit. That nigga had a young tender on his arm and shit. I was like, oh damn. I still was like, whatever, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. I'm not in the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, shit. So yeah, that was supposed to be a boyfriend of like your older sister.
Yeah.
And that nigga walked up to you and shook your hand and shit.
I walked up to him. I seen him before he saw me.
He didn't like, he wasn't like, oh shit. He wasn't like none of that. He was like, I think it was cool and shit.
He probably was playing it smooth, but he an old player though. This nigga old, bro. He like 60. Oh, or 50.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he old.
He one of the trips. You remember? Have you ever heard of them? Yeah, the trip.
Nah. Oh, the triplets.
No.
Oh, okay. You said trips. I'm like, you like substituted the CK for a P. What you doing?
Nah, fool, like the old, it's like an old clique. You know what I'm saying? I used to be getting money out here and shit.
Trey, yeah, B? But players, pimps, and perverts.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
Why is that so familiar?
Because it's a real thing, familiar? Bro. Like, hey, I'm from Trey P. And you be like, you either a pimp, a player, or a pervert, bro? Like, you a pervert? Like, come on, man. I ain't talking bad about no gangs, but I just never got that. I was like, yeah, I'm Triple P. And I'm like, okay. Like, cool, bro.
That's funny. I that shit rung a bell, but I can't think of nothing directly connected to it. But right. Yeah, bro. Man, we just, you know, what up, man? And we moved on. So, you know, I didn't say nothing to her because I know how she get out. You know what I'm saying? She be doing her thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Stay out of it. Bro, stay out of it.
When she came to me and talked about it, somebody else had fucking seen him doing the shit again. You know what I'm saying? So, and I was just like, bro, shit. Like, that's exactly why I don't say nothing. Because it's going to come out.
Mm. For real. This the Asian sister? This your sister that's Asian?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's wild, bro. I think you're doing the right thing, man. Like, now, if she talks to you about it, you know, you engage in conversation, right? Because you're always supposed to support your big sister, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
that's weird, bro. You in that is a rock and a hard place because you done already seen the dude out, you know what I'm saying? You done shook his hand, so like you can't even be like, oh, I didn't even see him. Like you acknowledged him, you know what I'm saying? And if I shake somebody's hand, I'm looking them in their eyes, you know. So like you done looked in this man's eyes, you know, and that's
this nigga, he's a cool nigga too, man. You know what I'm saying? That nigga do his shit, he got all the cars, you know what I'm saying? Like that nigga's tight.
Okay.
So we chop it up, you know what I mean? But it's like, damn, bro. Like, damn, because my sister be telling me shit. I be like, nigga, what the fuck? Yeah, so I don't know. I can't be the one doing that, bro. That shit happened again to me. But it's a bigger fucking like explosion from it.
What does your wife tell you to do? What's the guidance that your wife gives you?
Shit, she's not gonna do it either, Randy. I'll tell you right now, if her sister is out doing her thing, it's probably for a reason. She's keeping all the secrets, nigga.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's how they do. They got that shit going, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? I think it's healthy. He said, keep me out of it. Don't bring it to me. I feel you. Like, I don't want to know, bro. Like, well, my wife had one time, she told me some shit I didn't want to fucking know, bro. And now, me and this nigga ain't never gonna be cool again because I had knowledge of some shit. You feel me? Like, bro, keep that between the ladies. Don't tell me because certain niggas is expecting shit. Sometimes you can give them, you know? Like, nah, bro. My sister might be not as cool as me and you is, but y'all got a family, you know what I'm saying? And that was basically what I explained to the nigga. Like, I could not. Y'all just got out of some bullshit that he caused. You feel me? This is a different situation. You know, it's like, what do I look like fucking telling you some shit that's going to have you? Now you got one up on her. I'm not doing that shit, bro. I'm not doing it. Everybody going to find out when they supposed to find out. Shit. Leave me out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Yeah. That's just stressful, my nigga.
Yeah, I can tell, man. You over there massaging your scalp.
Yeah, I'm tired too. I need some sleep, my nigga. Why, you didn't sleep
last night? What did you do last night?
She was just up, Tyson fucking with me and shit.
What, you me mean she was fucking with you? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Always be trying to make me drink and get fucked up. Oh, okay. Like, it's because her birthday's coming up and shit, so she's getting excited.
Oh, you told me that. I said, what was y'all going to do for Taisha's birthday?
I'm going to do her thing. Probably going to find somewhere nice to eat, take the kids, you know what I'm saying? And then on the weekend, I'm going to try to do something. But we'll see if we can pull it off. I be needing a babysitter sometimes because my son be trying to leave and shit. And nigga be out. Like, I'm going to be gone till 10 o'clock tonight, all right? Be like, nigga, I need you to do a job. So, you know, so yeah, we'll see what's up. We'll see what's up. But yeah, nah, we're definitely gonna go out celebrating her shit. You know what I'm saying? She deserves some acknowledgement and a little bit of pouring into. She's very loved, appreciated.
That's good, man. I like that.
Yeah, we gotta do something, man. Plus, we've been kind of cooped up and shit. So it's like since the kids been in school, we, you know, once the kids get back in school, man, that shit creates that routine shit. And you just like, weekends, I don't be trying to do nothing. I'll be right in the bed or on the couch.
Yeah, I feel you.
Unless it's going to make me some money, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's really all I had, man. You got something you want to bring up?
Let me think.
Happy early birthday.
Nah, really, man. We didn't hit the word of the day. We talked about a couple topics, you know. I was kind of wishing Thump would be back on here. I wanted to pick his brain some more. So, you know, maybe next weekend.
Yeah. I told him I'll hit him up next week, man, and see what his schedule is looking like and shit. We'll just go from there, man. There's a couple people I was thinking about connecting with, but we'll see what happens. There's this one lady I want to get out here. She's like a fucking workout. She's like a workout girl.
Okay.
But I couldn't get her to write me back.
Why not? Why not?
She be, nigga, like, I have to send you, like, just some of her shit. She's a roughneck woman, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to push it. For real. Her ass is thug out. But she cool, though, you know what I'm saying? She's cool. We done had conversations and shit. She, you know. I feel like she got a lot of good energy she can spread for the ladies, especially with, like, you know, worrying about self and pouring into self and all that, because she's on that shit hard. So, yeah, man.
That'd be nice to have her on, man. Have her, you know, talk some positivity, you know, something to kind of inspire and motivate. That's dope. That's dope. Especially when you get her on.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially for the ladies, man, because the women they be getting down easily. It seems like women be emotionally strained or something nowadays, you know. So try to spread some good energy out there, man. But yeah, man, shit. Hopefully we can get Thumb back on here because I do want him to go over his because he broke through the algorithm and shit, man.
Who broke through the algorithm?
That nigga Thumb.
Oh, for real? What does that look? So what does it look like when you break through the algorithm?
Shit, just more people are going to start seeing your shit. Just off rip, you know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like everybody's limited. Like, they'll only really show you to people that interact with you or the people who's probably just looking at your shit, not interacting, you know what I'm saying? Whereas if you get out the algorithm, man, I think it's just like random people to see you, you know what I'm saying? Especially on, like, an Instagram or Facebook and shit like that. YouTube, I gotta check for his YouTube. I think he does have one. But he definitely be posting like 4 or 5 times a day though. Okay. I'm like, nigga, fuck do you do that shit? I'm like, nigga, goddamn.
My wife, she's on TikTok and she was telling me like she has to post at least one video a day for at least 2 weeks in order to kind of start getting into the algorithm. And it was working, mm-hmm. bro. Like, I think in the span of like a month, she got like almost 700 subscribers. You know, she gets like probably like 350, 400 views on every TikTok she does. So that's pretty cool. But nice. Yeah, she had to like, she had to be super consistent. So like, you know how we do the Players Podcast once a week?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like it's probably got to be a little bit more active. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's just a group of people that, you know, we're going to watch the Players Podcast every Sunday, or I'm going to catch it sometime during the week before the next podcast, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, we'll have to we'll have to have him come on and talk about his little his journey and shit through that shit. Cause bruh, that shit is, I'll be like, nigga, I don't even know if I can think of enough shit to make it through, you know, fucking 2 weeks of posting three times a day. Like, god damn.
Well, shit. When you do shorts, I mean, like, let's say you take this video, it's been live for 50 minutes. If you divide that 10 times, you know, you got 10 5-minute videos, you feel me? And that's so like true. You I mean probably 3-minute videos, but I did want to talk about this because you asked me about a topic. You sent me a picture of some red fucking boots and I didn't know what I was looking at the time. I was like, what are these? You know, like look like some off a video game with like Sonic or Tails or something like that. But my son, he had good grades for the first time in like 3 years, bro, since COVID. He had good grades for a semester and I was like, man, I was like, hey, son, you know, I want to buy you some. You want a video game? He was like, nah, I like FIFA, and I got FIFA. I'm good. I was like, cool. I was like, you know, maybe I could take you somewhere because he likes to do that. I think it's called, like, Urban Jump or something like that, Urban Air. And then it's like a trampoline park. He was like, yeah, I'm cool. You know, he was like, honestly, I really just want my phone because we took his phone. I was like, yeah, you should have that, bro. But I want to reward you. You know what I'm saying? The phone was actually good enough. He was like, well, you can buy me these. And he pulled it up on his phone, and it was these red boots. And I was like, this is the shit James was showing me, man. Hell no, you're not wearing that. Like, people are actually wearing these?
Like, bruh, niggas is busting.
Pull up a picture. Pull up a picture and put it on the screen so that everybody else that's watching this, they know what we're talking about. They probably know by the way I'm describing it. I guess it was like a cartoon, like some anime cartoon or something. I forgot the name of the cartoon character, but like this dude wears these red and they're expensive. They're like $1,000, right?
Yeah, man.
I'm not buying those for $1,000. Crazy.
Look at this shit, man. Niggas gotta see this shit. This shit don't make no sense. I'm like, y'all really fucking
nope.
Hold on.
No.
Nigga, I just can't see myself doing it. Like, do y'all see this shit?
Look at this.
Niggas is rocking them, bro.
Yo, my friend really asked me for these, bro.
I think I seen Lil Wayne in them.
Let me see. Pull up a picture of Lil Wayne. Yeah. This is funny, bro. It's unrealistic. Like, I can't believe it, man. Go to images. Yeah, click images.
This shit don't seem right. Oh, nah, they're not showing. Is this him? Yeah, this looks like it's him. What the fuck? Weezy.
What is he doing, bro? Blow that up, bro. Can you blow it? Hit in the little corner. In the corner and shit. Lower left hand corner.
Can you see?
Oh, is that how you blow it up?
Screen. Look at this shit, bro. Can you see this shit?
I can see the main screen, but I can't.
Oh, why didn't pull it up like that? But I got it. Let me see. Oh, that's because. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I got you.
We started our own broadcast.
I didn't understand.
Taisha said everybody about to be wearing them like Crocs. Like, she right, but they're super expensive, though. Like, if you get the real ones, they legit expensive.
Them shits is $1,500, bro.
You think they're comfortable?
You think they're comfortable?
Lil Wayne, bro. What's up with Lil Wayne? What's up with Lil Wayne, though?
I don't know, my nigga. Why does this nigga like Weezy? Damn, bro. You supposed to be... He looks tired, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie. He looks like he's been through a lot. For real. This dress. Like, what are you doing, bro? What's up with this fucking outfit, nigga? Why, man?
I don't get it.
The pants, the shirt. The shirt is like, it's like a short sleeve shirt with big ass sleeve. Like, I don't know, my nigga. Wayne, that's my nigga, man. Like, anytime he puts music out, I'm gonna be there.
Why is he your dude? And he's dressed like this, and you're completely against this. Why is he your dude? Why are you able to take in what he puts down on a pen and pad or whatever he freestyles off the top of his brain? Why are you able to consume that, but you can't stand to consume that right there? Why can't you consume that?
I mean, I guess I have to accept it because that's a part of him, obviously. But God,
I'm not listening
bro.
To that. I'm not listening to his music. Like when I see that, bro, like I'm like, that's not cool to me. That's like weird. It's weird. Ooh, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
like
not listening to that, nigga.
I'm not listening to his music.
I'm not listening to his music. I mean, shit. His last was it the five? No, there was one after that. Yeah, he has some good. He put out some good songs, bro, in the last few years. You know what I'm saying? He got some good songs out there, bro. But you know, yeah, something's wrong with my nigga, man. For real. I don't trust it.
I be watching videos on Lil Wayne. Sometimes they pop up like shorts on YouTube because I watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah.
And like people are like spit lyrics to him about a song. And he was like, he doesn't even know they're his own lyrics. And I'm like, yeah. How do you not know? Like you said, like you've performed this song before. You never performed this song before. But there are certain people that are out of touch with reality. Mm-hmm. And Lil Wayne is one of them. Eminem is one of them. I think even Lil Wayne had said some political comments. During the last political, like the presidential election cycle, and like everybody was shocked. Like, what did Lil Wayne say? I don't know if you remember what I'm talking about, but he said some stuff, and it was like, bro, this dude is out of touch with reality, bro.
Yeah, crazy. He definitely is, my nigga. They say he lives in his own little world, man. Like, shit, that's what I want to do. I don't want to look like that though, but I would like
what
to have my.
What's gonna happen if you live in your own little world, bro? Come on, man.
My hair is gonna be touching the floor. It's gonna be long as shit.
You want long hair? You want long hair?
I'm gonna let this shit do to Damian Marley. I ain't never cutting it again.
Never? You never cutting it?
Never.
I guarantee
it.
You cut that shit. I guarantee that shit be cut within 5 years.
Yeah,
I
right. It. This shit going to
I
the
guarantee
floor,
it.
Baby.
I guarantee it. Something's gonna happen. You're gonna be like, hey man, I gotta let this go, man. I'm gonna go ahead and cut it. That's what's gonna happen. That's what's
gonna happen. Hey, I got good hair jeans.
Yo, Journey, though, you done came a long way because I used to look at you and be like, what is wrong with this young man's hair? You know what I'm saying? So you done came a long way with the dreads. Cause you dreaded your own stuff. Like, hey, y'all, everybody in this chat right now. Look, my man James, I went over to his house. He was twisting his own hair. Okay. He did his own dreads. So if you want dreads, ask James to do yours for you. Cause
no.
I mean, now look at them. You know what I'm saying? They look pretty fly. You know what I'm saying? They look legit. You know what I'm saying? They didn't always look like that. They didn't always look like that. You know what I'm saying? But you done came a long way. You know what you should have did, bro? Hey. You should do a video on your dreadlock journey. Like you should show some pictures and like the evolution. You should talk about how you did it because there actually is a community on YouTube about dreadlocks and like what different hair textures. Like, is my texture good enough to have dreads? You know how you lock it up and you did it successfully. So I mean, you should talk about it, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, it was rough. Like my hair is not the most niggish hair, I guess.
Yeah,
so they was coming out. I kept having to retwist them and shit like for the first like 6 to 8 months, bro. I cannot get them shits to stay. Like, God damn.
I got a bald spot, bro. Right here. I'm
you
thinning out, here. Boy. I'm thinning
Somebody
out.
Somebody hit your ass? Somebody putting their hands on you?
I've been hitting a couple of times, but nah, that's not what happened. I'm just thinning out. I'm getting old. This nigga said that somebody hit me. Dead center on top of my head.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I
did it to myself, though. I did it to myself.
That's what I say. You cut yourself or something? What'd you do?
Nah, I didn't cut myself, man. But you got to be, people at home, you got to be careful about what you put in your body. Because what you put in your body, it has eventually have to come out your body, right? So I did it to myself, unfortunately.
Damn, bro. I'm sorry.
It's all good, man. Because you know what? It's been probably like, it's probably been since like October, so two. And then so it's been about 4 or 5 months. And like, it's actually starting to grow in thicker now. So I got a feeling like maybe it'll come back, you know? But I did it to myself.
Damn. Yeah, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It is a journey, bro. This shit was just, it was a lot of work. I was gonna cut it off a couple of times, but.
I knew 5 years, bro. 5 years. My man looked at the camera and was like, I ain't never cutting it. 5 years.
I'm gonna go. If I cut it, I'm gonna just have a bald head. Fuck it.
Really? You gonna go straight from dress? Why would you go from dress to bald?
Just to try it all out, see which ones work.
You want
to
try out a bald head? Hey, bro, I've never heard anybody be like, yo, I just want to try it out. Nah, nigga, nah, nigga. It does feel good when you wash your hair, like a bald head. You just wash it. You can get a really good wash, and then you can dry it real quick. You got to worry about your hair drying. Like, it's kind of like carefree. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. This shit, I be getting caught on shit. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot going on with the hair, bro. That's why, yes, I didn't do it for so long. Like that time we did it, that's the only time I really tried to grow it out. One time before that, but other than that, like shit, I never really had hair.
Yeah.
But now we here. Shit, fuck it. We keep pushing. I made sure some secrets and shit. You be putting a coconut oil on your shit?
No, I got this. I got this argan oil. It's argan oil, but it's a whipped cream. So like. It kind of looks kind of like sour cream, like it's white, it's like really, really light. And I put a lot on it actually, and it keeps my hair moisturized. And every now and then I use I think it's called like 360 Styling Waves, a little blue container.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So I put the argan oil in first, then I do the 360 waves, and I think that kind of locks in the moisture from my scalp, you know, and then just my hair looks better and it's been coming back around, so I'm thankful for that. What about you?
Yeah, bro. There's this I forgot the name of the shampoo, but it's like some coconut shit. What's the name of that shampoo, Tyson? It's OGX or something like that. And then for the most part, I try not to let it get dry, but when it is feeling dry, I do the coconut oil, man, and just kind of rub it all throughout my scalp and shit. All around, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll do the actual hair and just kind of get it together and then put it up for the most part. But yeah, it's just about protecting them shits is from what I for your hair, really, just period, from what I've been learning. So just kind of keep that protection routine going. And that shit'll grow, man. For real, for real.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Shit, that's what's up, man. Hey, I got these ribs on the grill, man. So I'm gonna have to go ahead and grab them bad boys. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga with these ribs, bro. Yo, I need to stop eating the ribs, my nigga. Yeah,
it's going to my gut. But hey, man, honestly, you know, man, me and Brianna would always be interested in celebrating Taisha. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I definitely get you want to do it as a family outing. But, you know, for the late night, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I don't know. Like, maybe we could slide up to the casino. I know y'all fucks with the casinos. Y'all act like y'all don't, but I know y'all be fucking with the casinos, man.
She loves the fucking casino. It's very annoying.
It's annoying. I enjoy it, too. We can do some blackjack. Do some blackjack.
I ain't played nothing, bro. I ain't gonna lie. We ain't been to the casino since my birthday, like, 2 years ago, huh? That was the last time we went. It was on my birthday, yeah. Yeah, we might have to. Yeah, we'll have to plan something, man. We'll see. Let us know, man.
Yeah, let me know. Chilling.
Well, shit, man. If you ain't got nothing to add, bro, I guess we can get on up out of here, man. I hope everybody, I hope y'all can apply the word of the week to your life. What was the word?
Anachronism. Anachronism. Yeah, I said anachronism. Anachronism. Don't be anachronic. Caustic, whatever the word I was using earlier today.
Anachronistic.
Anachronistic. I got to see the word so I can pronounce it and shit. Yeah.
You know, so hopefully we can apply that to our lives and use it in new ways and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, bro, appreciate you once again, my nigga. Everybody, appreciate you in the chat. Everybody watching, right on, right on. Y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. Y'all keep set. Play podcast. Hey.